That was Tether from Big Sigh. And I'm very excited. I've got two very special guests in the studio. They've been to a show last night at Basement Theatre, House of Ick, presented by Ginger Minge. But they just wanted to come on the into the studio today and sing their praises for the show, really. So welcome to the studio, Nikki and Wayne from Howick.
Well, it's how lovely. You doing? Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Anytime, guys.
Yeah,
anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries. I kind of feel famous, you know. I've never been on the radio before, besides calling Into the Breeze, of course. Yeah. It's kind of exciting, you know. It's very different.
Yeah, it looks good on you. Next looks good.
Oh, thanks, Wayne.
You guys have a really beautiful dynamic. I honestly don't even know how I ended up with this interview, but here we are.
Oh, we called in. Yeah, Nick said, I've got to get on the radio. I've got to talk about, Nick is just a real community member.
Oh,
really,
I just love the show, you know what I mean?
Are you on a PTA by any chance?
Oh, no, used to be, but I'm on a break with that at the moment. You know, sometimes when the kids grow up, you're just like, I need a bit of time to myself.
Yeah, she was
starting
to lose her hair.
No, I was. And so I thought, no, this is my time to quit, and it's just time to focus on us and focus on me, you know?
That's why we're going and seeing some live theatre now. Nick wants us to get out, because otherwise we'd just be sitting on Netflix, sitting on the plush suede couch that we have at home, scrolling, and we want to be slightly better than our kids. And, you know, picture price is going up, so we might as well just, you know, be happy about it.
Well, exactly, Wayne, exactly. That's a very intelligent point.
Thank you.
Yeah, but because we went to a tribute show recently. What was
the tribute show?
A tribute show. They're just playing all the greatest hits, you know what I mean?
And
we just thought, God, live entertainment is really something.
It's really special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Better than sitting at home on the old reels.
Absolutely. So we went to this House of Ick thing. Girls are incredible. God,
I've heard some really crazy things about this show. I'm just wondering, like,
one of them barked in my face and I thought that was really funny. I barked back.
It was funny to watch.
Can you give us an
example?
I was like, woof.
God, he's getting crazy now.
Oh, no, next.
Wayne,
no,
actually,
no,
quite out of control. Just settle down there, bro.
You
tell him, Liv.
I will. So can you kind of explain the show to us,
Nikki.
Well, we didn't know what it was when we went. We heard sketch comedy and I went, what's this show about? Wayne said.
It's sketch comedy,
exactly what it was, but it was filled with icky stuff and yucky stuff. God, they got messy, and it was hilarious.
Oh, they did stuff that Nikki and I haven't done in years.
God, I know. The amount of jizz talk. Can you imagine? I don't even know. Are you allowed to say that on the radio, jizz?
Yeah, you are.
As long as it's after 9 a.m, we can say jizz.
9 a.m. is the cutoff for jizz. Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, don't be stupid, Wayne. Of course it is. This is a respectable program, but you know, it was insane, and they just did the satire, and that character Debbie, she was just like me when I was 20. She even talked about shopping at Decker Jubar, and I was like, I do that.
Sorry.
Yeah. They have leopard print, grey and black.
Wait, you're saying they're putting the leopard print in black and white?
Sometimes they do. They go wild at Decker Jubar.
Yeah, sometimes I buy her a pair of espadrille shoes.
Oh, yeah, but, you know,
espadrille shoes?
Like a mango espadrille, but that's more of a thing for when I'm in Australia, you know.
You head over to the Aussie.
She's relatively easy to please.
Yeah.
I am. We go to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing compares to that Kiwi sense of humour.
It actually doesn't, eh?
And that's what Ginger Minge had. I thought, I didn't know. Look, I really just find Nate Bargatze the funniest guy. But these two, they won me over. There was jazz. It's
worth
a spectacle.
Going out for, you know?
It's a spectacle, yeah.
It sounds like it. I've actually seen this show before as well.
Oh, lucky
wow.
You.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And it was honestly probably one of my favourite shows I've ever seen.
Wow. I would say the same.
High praise from you, Liv, because you made an award-winning show yourself, you know.
Yes, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, we're just plebs, you know. We don't know much about the theatre, but we enjoyed it. We're taking a punt on, I reckon.
No, it's good. I, after my hard day of trying to sell roofs, I just want to get it.
You're a roofer?
Yeah, I sell. No, I sell them.
Okay, you don't do any practical work whatsoever.
No.
Wayne seeks to work for the bedroom. You know what I mean?
No, we should go.
We don't want to hold you up anymore.
Yeah, I've actually got an interview with Ginger Min from the House of. They're coming in. Do you want to meet them?
I bet they look worse without makeup. So we'll just leave it as the show. You know what I mean?
Thanks. So go out there and support live theatre. If we can do it, you can do it too.
Yeah. Thanks. This is Nikki and Wayne from Howick. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. It's been an honour. Now, should we go? I'm thinking about going to Tank for a salad.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Hey, Liv,
how are you?
Hey, guys.
Now we're back in the studio, guys. This is Ginger and Minge.
They're fun.
I actually kind of liked their vibe, and I'm quite disappointed that I didn't get a dinner invite because I really like Howick.
You know, Nikki. Yeah, Nikki's got good on the chicken casserole.
She makes a mean chicken casserole and she cooks it for 10 hours, but the chicken's like fucking dry when you eat it.
But
she's trying.
And she's like, but she's like really proud of her cooking, but it's so salty and you're like,
Okay. Yeah, so we've got in the studio now, guys, Ginger Minge, the creators of House of Ick.
Oh, hi.
Happening at Basement Theatre this week.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Man. Hey, thanks for having us, love.
It's so good to see you. I just wanted to ask, how did Ginger Minge come into being?
That's really fair. That's a really good question.
Can you explain the name Ginger Minge?
What the radio listeners can't see is that I'm Ginger. And Mog has a giant bush that's flowing out of their pants right now. And so that was kind of...
Mog with the giant bush.
Yeah, exactly. I've been told.
So that's the story behind the name. But we were in a sketch comedy class together and we're writing sketches. And we suddenly started like being put in lots of duo sketches.
Yeah, we found out we had good chemistry, even though we were still warming up to each other.
Well, we hated each other.
We didn't like each other.
It's kind of an enemies to lovers friendship story.
It's so.
Mog thought that I was too Taipei. And I thought that they wouldn't like me because they thought I was too Taipei.
At least our intuitions were correct, I suppose.
So are you actually big type A energy? I think you are. Yeah. You love to organise stuff.
Yeah, I've got that how-to brain.
However, I feel like sometimes I'm doing the organising.
Oh, wow.
I got us here.
Mog's good at a bus switch. It's like the person who's trying to organise the buses, bus switch.
I've done it once.
And that was this morning.
That's how we got here.
Yeah, but you've been super active in the comedy circuit, well, down in Pōneke, but across Aotearoa and also over the ditch in Ahitereiria, Australia.
Yeah.
This show is your fourth show?
It is.
Okay, I really just guessed that.
No, you don't.
We do say it in the show. So
we've been doing like shows together for 5 years, and we've been touring around Australia and New Zealand for three, almost four.
I guess.
House of Ick was our fourth show, and we're still touring it at the same time as touring our fifth show. And I think that's because we love it so much.
And also, I think this was a culmination of all those other shows that we did, because we learned through each of those, what we are good at, what we enjoy doing, what our relationship with the audience is, what the sketch comedy we want to do,
how to write
sketches that work for us and for the people that are watching. Mm. Like, what is actually the story relationship between the two of us? I guess it is, but it's not really as important as the relationship between us and you as the audience. You know, we did our show, these two Bogan boys called Jez and Jace, which we took to Australia, and we learned that which is half improvised and like, you know, it was really based on like what the audience, the direction they took us. So we were like, oh, we're really good at doing that. We really enjoy that.
Mm.
And that relationship's good. And then we're like, we were just trying to figure out how we can combine everything we're good at and what everything we like.
That's so cool. And as you get further into doing more shows, you really figure out what you're good at and what has worked in the previous shows and how to bring that all together.
What our voices, because it's like, I mean, we quite like a spectacle. We quite like things that are obviously quite visceral. Cyril and Missy, yep. and I've definitely really liked them for a long time. We've always been trying to write gross stuff, so.
And this is a freaking gross show.
It is pretty gross, but
it's
like
disgusting. But like we revel really. in the uncomfortability.
I would say
of
it's
it.
Disgusting, but cunt.
Yes, I think those both yes. words. Yeah, it is.
You've nailed it because that's kind of what we had in mind. Because it's like it's not just like icky visceral. It's like if you like cringe, if you like any like alternative comedy, if you like having an experience, it's kind of like a roller coaster show. Like it's not something that you just sit back and watch. You're complicit in it. Like it also, we're teaching you as you go to get on board with what we're bringing. Yeah. So we kind of, there's a ramp up, like, you know.
It's kind of like teaching the audience to have an appreciation and a love for ick and gross and taboo and everything that's maybe uncomfortable that we love so much.
Yeah.
And so it's trying to get you to celebrate it in the same way that we do.
Yeah. Can you tell us about, like, maybe one of the sketches in your show to give a little kind of sneak peek to listeners?
Well, Mickey and Wayne already talked about the jizz, so we won't talk about that.
We have a sketch which is an improv couple who are trying role play.
That's a very niche. That's probably the nichest.
It's the nichest one. But if you've done improv training, if you've watched an improv show, I mean, it's quite good. And he's really trying his best to involve both of his passions into one bedroom.
Yeah. And I say kudos to him.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw, okay, I need to learn. This is a time to educate myself. She wants to do role play in the bedroom. I'm struggling with my creative confidence. Let me take some improv so I can be better in the bedroom and I can satisfy Sophie Anne.
I'm struggling with my creative confidence. Let me do some improv.
Well, the rules of improv help give me structure.
Like, if you wanted to learn the cello, you'd take lessons.
Yeah, exactly. God. And is this your first time filming the show in Auckland?
It sure is.
Yes. Yeah, we've been back for, like, Pride 2 years in a row, and so we're super stoked to be a part of the Pride season at Basement.
We love Basement.
Yeah, we really do.
They're awesome. Shout out Basement Theatre.
Shout out.
Best theatre in Auckland.
Yeah, bing, bong.
I'm going to have to end it here, guys.
Oh, R.I.P.
But we could just keep talking forever.
For years. Yeah.
For years.
Hey, love you, buddy.
Love you too,
hey,
buddy.
And we'll send your love to Nikki and Wayne.
Yeah, please do. I really liked their vibe. And
hopefully they post in a Facebook group, community group about it.
Yeah.
And the Howard Beetle community group.
I hope so too, because I think that's how word of mouth gets around.
Yeah, the Howard community.
Through the
about comedy shows.
Yeah.
But just for everybody, can you give some details about the show, so people can head along.
Yeah.
Cool.
8:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Honestly, perfect time.
It's a perfect time for that show.
Yeah. But yeah, go have dinner, go have a drink.
Eat beforehand,
puke afterwards.
Yeah. It's not as gross as you think. It's just an experience. It's like a roller coaster. If you like to have spectacular in your face, that's the show.
If you like to have spectacular in your face.
Yeah. Spectacular.
That's incredible. Thanks so much, guys, for coming up. It was a fucking pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much.
And all the best for the rest of the wiki.
Oh, dude. Love you.